It's another big cultural weekend in the Berkshires, with plays on every theater stage, concerts wherever music can be heard, art hanging on every wall that can be called a gallery, and a whole lot more. I've been out and about, crisscrossing the Berkshires from Williamstown to Beckett and back again, and here's my report on what is good and what looks good this weekend. This weekend's program in the Doris Duke Theater at Jacob's Pillow, featuring the Brian Brooks Moving Company, is beautiful and funny to boot. In the course of four varied dances on the program, choreographer Brian Brooks's favored vocabulary and themes emerge, as does the perfection of his dancers in conveying his work. Brooks's choreographic toolbox favors stark angles, the effect of weight on motion, and the interplay of bodies upon each other. Descent, for six dancers, was sharp and vivid, with dancers bearing each other on their backs, forming distinct angles, letting plain physics do half the work, and oddities of perception do the other half. Although, of course, the phenomenal dancers themselves were really doing all of the work. Brooks himself danced a very entertaining solo of his own called I'm Going to Explode, choreographed to an electro-funk track called Losing My Edge by LCD Sound System. Visually, musically, and aesthetically, it reminded me of David Byrne's work with Brian Eno, writ large for the stage. It was a very welcome confection and a virtuosic showpiece for Brooks. The evening concluded with the duet Motor. Again, the dancers angled themselves and moved forward and back on one leg in such a way as to create a visual puzzle. What they were doing and what we were perceiving were two different things entirely. It was downright magical. That's Brian Brooks, Moving Company, in the Doris Duke Theater at Jacob's Pillow through this Sunday. The dynamic Close Encounters with Music Chamber series makes its debut appearance at the Clark in Williamstown with White Nights, a program of works by Russian composers Rachmaninoff, Prokofiev, and Tchaikovsky, performed by pianist Vasily Primakov and cellist Yehuda Hanani, who is also artistic director of Close Encounters and, of course, a guest host on this radio station. This will happen this Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Clark in Williamstown. Perennial Mass Mocha favorite Alloy Orchestra will perform a live score to the Douglas Fairbanks silent movie classic The Black Pirate on Saturday at 8:30 at the museum's brick-lined cinema courtyard on the largest outdoor movie screen in all of New England. The band uses a combination of found objects, classical instruments, and state-of-the-art electronics to achieve its avant-garde sound. You can be assured of one thing. This year's play at the Williamstown Theater Festival's Free Theater totally sucks. Dracula or the Undead, a dynamic new stage version of Bram Stoker's iconic 1897 tale, opens this weekend and runs through Friday, July 19th. WTF Free Theater is teaming up with Berkshire Health System Bloodmobile to perform blood drives on July 12th and July 18th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Williams College 62 Center for Theater and Dance, home base for WTF during the summer. The award-winning musical satire group Capital Steps is in its 7th annual summer residency at Cranwell Resort, Spa, and Golf Club in Lenox now through September 1st, entertaining audiences with numbers from their latest album, Fiscal Shades of Grey. It turns out that the Marx Brothers were Marxists in more than just name only. Their pointed slapstick humor was really social satire way ahead of its time, as can be seen in the terrifically entertaining production of their George S. Kaufman musical, Animal Crackers, running at WTF through this Saturday. That's it. Last chance. Last call. The production also features song and dance routines by a deeply talented cast, including the actors deftly assuming the roles of Groucho, Chico, and Harpo. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.